Welcome back. I am Buddy the Rat, and today we are going to take a hard look at one of the most interesting people I have ever met, Gary. This is Chapter 14, The Legend. Every city has its boogeymen, its mystical secrets, its legends. Some of these whispered enigmas were entirely false, but a small fraction of them had far too much evidence backing them up. The legend of Gary goes back farther than I can remember. I might even have been hearing about him when I was a child. First and foremost, I am not just talking about any guy named Gary. I am specifically referring to a femboy skunk named Gary, with a heart on either side of his name. This was a guy whose very idea kept you up at night. He was a sort of fairy that would flutter around the city, leaving traces of himself so that you would almost hear him calling to you somehow. And nobody really knew if he was even real, but everybody seemed to know of him. Straight men would jab their friend who showed even the slightest homosexual tendencies and claim they would call Gary on him. This threat, empty as it was, could set anyone on the path of heterosexual righteousness, for the fear of Gary is a terrible thing. If anyone was to meet him, truly meet him, legend has it that the fairy skunk would puff his magic stink on you and that you would forever be doomed to be a girly faggot femboy and taking random dicks in your butthole for all your days. Naturally, I figured this listing in my hookups app was a joke. I had seen it many times and it had given me a chuckle here and there, but having Camilla choose it for me had a surprising effect. At the very least, I could just have a chat with old Gary and see how far he was going to take this gag. I texted him, "Hey Gary, I've heard of you." Gary's reply,
"Hello there, you handsome rat. Did this faggot get your attention?"
"Actually, my girlfriend picked you out for me."
"Oh, that's kinky. But hun, if you spend even an hour with me, you may not want her anymore."
I got hard from that. It was something like a fear boner, I guess. Submissives often fantasize about permanent transformations like this. Whoever this was, he was playing the part well. Still, I did not believe for a second that he was actually the real deal. I was on a mission to actually meet this person to either prove or disprove the profile. I'm feeling adventurous. Besides, I can always fuck you and your slutty skunk ass until you pass out.
"That sounds delightful. You can do anything you want to me with that sexy rat dick of yours, stud. You jerking off just thinking about it?"
I kind of was. Camilla was watching me do it, although she was also focused on her conversation with Gus. "I'm gonna dump all my rat nut into you, faggot. All you gotta do is tell me where to find you."
If I tell you where I live, you have to be prepared for the consequences."
He wasn't going to tell me. This was all a game to him. He was probably just some nerd looking to promote his Gary fantasy. "Tell me where and when, faggot."
"Sounds lovely, stud."
I then got some very specific directions that were probably copied and pasted in. It did not really make any sense. It looked like it would just take me to some alleyway, although it was in the wealthier district of town. Like, this wasn't really a bad place to be, even at night. The directions also stated that I should show up really late, so work was not going to be a problem. I decided I was going to do this. "I'll be there. Get ready to get fucked."
"Just bend me over as soon as you see me, hun. I'll take all your sexy loads."
There. I had made a deal with the devil himself. I looked at Camilla, who was blushing. I asked, "How are things going between you and Gus?" She replied,
"He really wants to fuck me."
I grinned and said, "Yeah, and he's gonna fuck you real good too. Get ready to get dicked." He nodded with wide eyes and said,
"I'm ready."
"All right, time to get things rolling for real. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens. This has been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all next time."